Indonesian police have arrested more than 250 people during another night of violent protest against the official election result. Rioters and police clashed in at least three separate locations following the death of six protesters on Tuesday night. The president is urging calm but says he won't tolerate anyone disturbing security, promising firm action by police and the military. Indonesia correspondent David Lipson reports from Jakarta.
I'm standing in the middle of the road in a busy tourist precinct in central Jakarta. A lot of hotels around here, but I can't imagine many tourists out on the streets tonight. A huge crowd of people and fires burning in the middle of the road right outside of international hotels. And a little bit further down the road, there has been ongoing skirmishes between protesters throwing rocks and other missiles at police who have been responding with tear gas. Probably about a dozen ambulances down that end of the street. I can see all their lights flashing, and every few minutes one of those ambulances comes past us ferrying one of the injured to hospital.
On closer inspection, some of the injured were unconscious, apparently overcome by tear gas. Overhead, the constant pop and boom of fireworks being fired at police. Protesters were also tearing up pavement bricks and smashing them into smaller pieces to be used as missiles. The fury fuelled by the death of six protesters the night before and wild conspiracy theories spread on social media.
It's a fraud. Fraud election. We can prove that he killed many people for the election, this election.
This woman, hiding out in the back of a Becak motorbike taxi, wouldn't give her name for fear of arrest.
Do you support the violence on the streets?
It's the government not allowed us to make what? Autopsy to all the bodies dead.
So it's all a big conspiracy by the government?
We thought so.
Others like Ahmed Suriwan, who quit his job as a journalist 3 days ago to be part of the movement, seemed willing to defy the violent reality raging around him.
No violence at all.
We've seen a lot of protesters throwing rocks.
That's bogus.
Big sticks.
That's wrong.
I can tell you,
nobody of us.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying there are some people in this city.
Provocators. Bapak-bapak setuju bahwa provokator melempar batu, betul?
So who are the provocators?
Provocators. Can be anyone. Don't ask us. Ask the policeman.
The re-elected president, Joko Widodo, has urged calm, but says he won't tolerate rioting, promising a firm approach by police and the military. This is David Lipson in Jakarta for AM.